Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
Welcome back. Joining us now on the Saitama Hotline, he's in his first season as South Carolina's football coach, going to play in the Duke's Mayo Bowl at the end of the month versus North Carolina. Shane Beamer, welcome back to the Scott Hamilton Show.
Thanks for having me back on. It's great to be back with you. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great, Shane. Appreciate your time this morning. And I got to ask you this question, Shane. It was either Carl Torbush or Larry Fedora. They once told me a story about sleeping in their car outside of a recruit's home the night before signing day. What's your wackiest recruiting story?
I don't know, man. I don't know if there's so many. I mean, that could be a whole show one day that you could have me on, and we could just talk, you know, from all the years of coaching. I can honestly say I've never slept in a car in front of a guy's house, maybe need to, you know, but certainly you've come to learn this is my 22nd year in coaching right now, and you come to learn that nothing surprises you anymore, and you always just kind of assume the worst and go from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Shane, how do you juggle going from the regular season to the early signing period to prepping for a bowl game, man? This has to be your busiest time of the year, no doubt.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and it's even more. It's crazy because I think back to the last four seasons at Oklahoma and Georgia, I was playing or coaching in a conference championship game. 1 year at Georgia, and then three straight years at Oklahoma. When you know people don't realize the week of the conference championship games, that is a week when you as a coach can be out on the road every single day recruiting, and you're not able to the entire week. And I can remember being at Georgia in 2017, we're getting ready to play Auburn for the SEC championship, and you're not out recruiting, but I remember, you know, practicing on Wednesday in Athens and then jumping on a plane and flying to do a home visit with a tight end I was recruiting all the way in the state of Illinois, and then flying back to Athens and then being right back at work on Thursday morning and then flying somewhere else Thursday night. So it's really tough when you're playing in a championship game, which unfortunately we weren't this year. Hopefully we will be soon. But even having those 2 weeks, it's so much happening. I mean, we played Clemson, and then, you know, literally you're on the road recruiting the next day. You're figuring out where you're going for a bowl game, so you're starting prep work on that. And then nowadays it's just different in college football. You're not just recruiting and getting ready for a bowl game. You're also trying to manage your own roster with everything that's happening with the transfer portal, whether it be players coming into your program or players that are on your team that are maybe looking for other opportunities. So there is a lot happening, and there still is, just because, you know, signing day was yesterday. It doesn't slow down. The portal hasn't slowed down. Bowl prep hasn't slowed down, and recruiting hasn't slowed down. You just keep going.
I'm glad you mentioned the portal, Shane. You know, I was going to ask you about this. There's a lot of talk about trying to regulate that somehow, maybe creating windows when it's open and when it's closed. And I say this, Shane, I'd like to get your take. I say you keep it open for 2 weeks after the regular season before the bowls really crank up. You open it up for 2 weeks after spring practice and then maybe have a one-week window in July. What's your take?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, absolutely you always want to do what's, you know, best for the young men in your program, any student athlete. And if they feel like there's an opportunity that's better for them somewhere else, then we don't ever want to, you know, hold them back. I don't want somebody here that doesn't want to be here, first of all. And then you hope, you know, the guys are making decisions for the right reasons. But certainly that's, you know, interesting. You know, I think I saw where Coach Sweeney at Clemson yesterday said something about still having the one year where you sit or something like that. He was throwing out a different scenario. There's a lot of different things, but certainly I think there needs to be some kind of adjustment, whatever it may be. You know, here in the SEC, I mean, we have a window where if you want to transfer to another SEC school and be eligible immediately, it has to be done by a certain time. And it's tough right now just because there's so much uncertainty. And you can say what you want. This is basically NFL free agency is what this is right now. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we took advantage of it this week and bringing two young men into our program, and we'll probably add some more. But then we've also been affected by it of people, you know, coming in my office and that have gone other places. And the intent of what this was created for, I think, is not quite happening because, you know, we're not. But certainly there's a lot of people that are tampering, quote-unquote, with players. And I'm not naive. I mean, I'm sure there's someone from somewhere that's, you know, still communicating with players on our team, trying to get them to transfer and convincing them that there's a better situation for them somewhere other than South Carolina. And we're not, you know, immune to it. And just like every other school is dealing with it as well. But it's part of it. And at the end of the day, you want to create a great environment in your own program that people want to be a part of, that they don't want to leave. And I feel like we're doing that and we'll continue to.
Yeah, Shane, we kind of heard about that deal earlier this week. Couple guys coming from Oklahoma, kind of a big deal. At least we think so.
It made a little bit of news on Monday night.
Well, you know, good on you, dude, because you were strong with the Twitter game, getting it all out there and teasing it. I got to give you props on that. But you had me expect. You know, I got to be honest. I was expecting a little more. You kept saying, "Oh, I got this guy coming." And good job on you, Shane. But I do want to ask you though. Spencer Rattler, Austin Stogner going to be transferring play for the South Carolina Gamecocks. How does that process work? Do they reach out to you when they go into portal? Do you start recruiting them? How did it all happen?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I was with both those guys at Oklahoma and coached Austin directly because he was a tight end and I was a tight end's coach. Spencer obviously went in the portal, and then Austin went in the portal, and Austin's dad reached out to me so that, you know, Austin went in the portal and was interested in visiting South Carolina. So he visited, he arrived in Columbia, I think literally the day after he went in the portal and was on a visit. And he had a fantastic time here. And I know he communicated to Spencer what a great place this was here at South Carolina. And really increased Spencer's interest in our program as well. Started talking to Spencer more and more on the phone, and we did some stuff on Zoom, like a virtual visit. We were going to bring Spencer. We offered to bring Spencer in and let him visit, and he said, "I don't need to. Austin Stogner has told me everything that I need to hear about the place, and it's absolutely amazing. I don't need to come see it for myself. I'm already blown away by what Austin told me." And then we just continued to talk and talk, and then Austin was taking some visits some other places. He went to Ohio State last weekend on a visit and was at Iowa State before that. I knew that Austin was going to make a decision pretty quickly after those two visits. Spencer, you know, from what Spencer had told me, he was going to wait to, you know, a little bit closer to Christmas to make a decision. And then it really happened fast on Monday night, to be honest with you. Spencer texted me that he was getting close to making a decision, that it would be a 2 or 3 days, and that he was going to talk to Austin that night. And I guess he talked to Austin that night, and it went really well because they both called me at the same time Monday night while I was sitting there watching Monday Night Football, and they both told me they wanted to come. So it worked out pretty good. And they're great players, but they're great kids too. And they'll be a great addition to our program on the field and in the locker room.
Well, Shane, my two biggest takeaways from that is, first of all, good on Spencer, man, for making Austin do all the hard work, making him go out and do all the recruiting and, you know, scouting for him. Hey, you know, who has the good barbecue? Is it too cold in Columbus? All right, well, we'll go here. Good job, you know, your check's in the mail. But also, Shane, I want to ask you this. You know, here's a guy who visited Ohio State. He visited Iowa State. He's looking at other programs that have been mentioned for contending for conference championships, national championships. I know at the end of the day, the number one thing you're concerned about is wins and losses, but you're also a pretty savvy dude. I have to think what this does for a branding standpoint for South Carolina is incredible. How do you plan on leveraging that?
Yeah, it needs to be. You're right. I mean, those are name guys. I mean, you're talking about Spencer Rattler, that was the top quarterback in the country when he came out of high school a few years ago, that was a Heisman Trophy candidate this season, that immediate name recognition with kids all over the country. And when those two guys announced on Monday night, I mean, it's crazy how many people were like recruits were reaching out to me with excitement. So we certainly need to take advantage of it, and you do that by playing well. But there is a lot of positive buzz, and I think it just makes a great statement with kids across the country that it opens their eyes that, wait a minute, you know, Austin Stogner and Spencer Rattler could have gone anywhere in the country, and they chose to go to South Carolina. And it's not just because they knew me. I mean, if I was the head coach at no disrespect to Catawba College, but if I was the head coach at Catawba College, they're not following me to Catawba. They came here because, one, they have a relationship with me, but, two, they believe in what we can do here at South Carolina. And I hope that belief that they showed in us resonates with a lot of the other young men across the country, and I'm confident, you know, that we will as we go forward.
Do you take them in the living rooms, not literally but figuratively going forward, you know? And did you have any recruits that signed yesterday who maybe had already committed, said, you know what, we were coming here anyhow, but we're definitely coming here now?
I haven't, as far as the recruiting talk going forward, not really, because, I mean, I tried to utilize it this week, don't get me wrong, with some guys that were making decisions this week. We certainly brought it up and talked about it. I absolutely did, and I will going forward as well. And I'll tell them exactly what I just told you about the statement that it makes about our program with the belief that those two guys showed in us. And then, you know, as far as anyone else, a lot of those kids that were committed were certainly excited, you know, not just them, but a lot of the guys on our own team. You know, a lot of the players on our own team texted me Monday night and with their excitement. And I had talked to a couple of the guys on our team beforehand as well that this could happen, and making sure they felt good about it, some of the leaders on this team, and they were. So we'll continue to utilize it. And I told some people yesterday that the success that we had this season getting bowl eligible, and I think the last time you and I talked, I believe it was the Friday before we played Vanderbilt, if I'm not mistaken, you know, for us to have that win against Vanderbilt and then have wins over Auburn and Florida down the stretch like we did was fantastic. And to get to a bowl game was fantastic for us in year one. But the success we were able to have was because of the team that we have, and the lack of selfishness that we have on this team, and the way this group came together as one unit. And that'll be critical to do again next year as well. I know Spencer and Austin and anybody else that we may add from the transfer portal will come in here and jump right into this culture that we're building here at Carolina, and we'll have success because of it.
Shane, before I let you go, I have to ask you this question. Yesterday, Deion Sanders was able to lure the nation's top recruit, cornerback Travis Hunter, to Jackson State. What was your immediate reaction when you learned that?
Probably like everyone else. You know, I know I don't know that young man personally, but certainly knew who he was. And all the chatter going into signing day was that if he didn't go to Florida State, he was going to stay in the state of Georgia and go play over in Athens for the Bulldogs. Jackson State was a school that I'd never imagined would be the school that he ends up at. So my reaction was probably like everyone else's when I heard that. I found out as I was walking literally off the practice field. Somebody told me that as I was walking off the practice field yesterday around lunchtime. But, you know, good for Jackson State, and good on that kid if that's what he wants to do. Recruiting is a wild deal. And like I said at the beginning of this call, nothing surprises you anymore.
He's the head football coach, South Carolina, going to play North Carolina end of the month in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach S. Beamer. Shane, two words for you, buddy. Reality show, like Hard Knocks or something, following the Gamecocks. I would be down for that. I think that'd be a fantastic thing.
We'll see. Let's I'm just trying to figure out how to beat North Carolina in a couple weeks and then figure out how to get ready for the 2022 season after that. So there's a lot of excitement about South Carolina football. We're just getting started and continuing to build this thing day in, day out.
All right, man. Good luck to you. Appreciate you coming on.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.
All right. That's Coach Shane Beamer joining us on the Say Tama Hotline.